Concussions are on the minds of many following congressional testimony on the subject by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Research reveals players who suffer head injuries are susceptible to much higher rates of dementia. This has coaches of all sports rethinking how long players should sit out. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
You don't normally think of volleyball as an impact sport, but junior college player Chelsea Clark remembers three girls in high school who got concussions.
I don't know if that we were like more like physical or whatever, but yeah, it all kind of came from girls running into walls like after a ball.
Chelsea now plays for Northern Kentucky University, where Dr. Pam Beeler has opened a lab to test the cognitive and physical ability of athletes who have had concussions and those who have not. Beeler wants to gather baseline data so when and if somebody does get a concussion, the post-injury information can be compared to earlier data and help determine when somebody can start practicing again.
The problem with people that receive a concussion, everybody's different, everybody heals differently, and a very mild concussion, you can come back and be okay, or a very severe concussion, it might take even longer or even shorter. Everybody's different in how they are able to heal.
Beeler first started a concussion program at the University of Texas, Arlington. Then she spent 7 years at Wichita State before coming to NKU last year. The volleyball coach, Carlos Chia, volunteered his team to be tested.
Maybe it's because we're becoming that much more aware of what if this is what's going to happen. And that's the reason why we came to Dr. Beeler, and we have, we're trying to utilize as much as the research and the professional that we have here at NKU in order to make us that much more successful.
Before the lab, he says players just wrote down their history and sometimes forgot about a concussion they had had in high school. Player Megan Dooley never had a concussion, but witnessed one NKU teammate hitting her head on the hardwood floor.
She was out for like half the day, but then our trainers, through multiple tests, found out she did not have a concussion, but it is possible to get it at the higher levels of playing volleyball.
Statistics show about 1 million people get concussions every year in the U.S. 10% are athletes.
I think, you know, we're becoming more cognizant of the seriousness of what concussions are. I mean, I think historically, athletes, and I know myself as a former athlete, you don't want to let the coach know you're injured, oh, you're okay. It's just a zing, I'll be okay. But actually, it can be quite serious and even fatal if you go back in and start competing too soon.
Beeler does the testing with physical models she developed and with the software Impact designed at the University of Pittsburgh. Megan describes what happened when she was tested.
We went through a series of computer tests, mostly like memorization, kind of brain skills, symbols, letters, like do these match up? And that took about 30 minutes, and then a week after, we did a more physical test where you would have to redo reaction time, like lights would blink on the board and you'd have to touch the lights or a certain pad. And then you did a memorization test where you had to click the lights in order. And we also did a balancing test where you stand and you stare at a dot and on both feet.
The NFL has taken a leading role in addressing concussions and when it's safe to go back onto the field. At a May conference, Dr. Michael Collins of the University of Pittsburgh said a new study shows only 40% of players with a concussion who sit out 7 days are fully recovered.
The data is very clear. You're more susceptible to sustaining a concussion again later on. A, if you come back too soon, or B, even down the road. If you take a look at some of the pro athletes, they have shortened their careers because once they've gotten one, they now have 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and eventually they just cannot compete anymore. It's just that severe.
In addition, the state of Washington has passed the Zachary Leisted Law. It's the nation's toughest return-to-play law, requiring medical clearance of youth athletes suspected of sustaining a concussion before sending them back into the game, practice, or training. Many high schools have started using the concussion software to test players. They include Beechwood, Moeller, Elder, Finneytown, Indian Hill, Oak Hills, Princeton, Kings, Monroe, St. Xavier, Sycamore, and Mason. Beeler says it's also important to include physical testing. Also, professional and college teams are beginning to have players take a supplement. DHA is a fish oil derivative that some say can help the brain repair itself. This and other developments are on the horizon as people recognize it's important to tackle concussions head on. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.